Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh, You spin me round. Trail Mix 103.1 starts the football hour, but every hour starts with music. So we're going back with ZZ Top and Roxette before we even think about talking about a potential Quay Walker extension. A lot of fun topics today. A little bit of potpourri focused on the Packers. Pack-pourri today on the football hour. First, though, this five in a row continues next with ZZ Top on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh,
Prince and the Revolution with Let's Go Crazy, following Roxette, ZZ Top, Dead or Alive, the right way to start the 8 o'clock hour. Quay Walker extension, that's the first topic for football today. The Packers working on a long-term extension for Walker, at least per Butler, who posted this yesterday. The Packers received two trade offers for Walker already, though. The Chargers apparently offered a fourth, and the Saints offered a fifth-round pick. Green Bay chose last year not to extend Quay on his fifth-year option as a first-round pick, which basically meant that Quay had to prove he was worth keeping here, but extension talks are a sure sign that the team wants him after all, though, of course, the two sides may not agree on what he's worth. They could be pretty far off. We'll have to wait for updates on that one. Speaking of trade inquiries, though, the Bengals inquired yesterday about backup quarterback Malik Willis after their own QB, Joe Burrow, was placed on injured reserve. It's not likely the Bengals will be willing to pay much, though, because they've already got a decent stopgap on their roster in Jake Browning. Browning sat in for Burrow 2 seasons ago when injury struck that year, and frankly looked pretty solid, achieved a 4-3 record over 7 games, with some decent passing stats too. The Packers worked out a quarterback yesterday, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, which definitely had some fans nervous that our top-notch backup quarterback might be packing his bags, but it was a total false alarm, as it was actually our practice squad quarterback who got the call to don the Cincinnati stripes, Sean Clifford. Good luck in Ohio, bud. Later this hour, we'll take a general look at some early season accomplishments from the green and gold, and a good hard look at a sobering reminder from one of our best. First, though, the outdoor news and a check of the weather up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on Trail Mix by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. A recent story in Wisconsin Outdoor News shared details on the passing of 2 hardworking Badger State conservationists. I'll tell you more about the work of Carl Batha and Carol Murphy when we return. But first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Writing in the most recent edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News, Tim Isley reported on the passing of 2 hardworking conservationists this past August, Carl Batha, age 78, and Carol Murphy, age 64. Carl Batha of Platteville retired from the Department of Natural Resources as a wildlife ecologist. He originally worked for the Missouri Conservation Department, then came to work for our DNR in 1972. He worked for the agency for 36 years, helping to restore turkeys to the Badger State in the early 1970s. He also helped form the Wisconsin Student Hunter Project at UW-Madison and participated in field training exercises for the Conservation Leaders for Tomorrow program. Carol Murphy of Dodgeville was president of the Harry and Laura Knorr chapter of Trout Unlimited. She shared her passion for conservation and fly fishing with countless others. She's remembered for getting a new generation of women active in trout fishing and in leadership roles at Trout Unlimited chapters. Rest in peace to these 2 Wisconsin conservation leaders.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Quiet Riot on Trail Mix, music continuing next, and then after a few more, the answer to a very fun question. Who are the top five cornerbacks in the NFL so far this season? The answer even better than the question, and even better yet because it comes after more of the music you're here for. Here's Depeche Mode on Trail Mix.
The numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Trail Mix 103.1.
oriental setting, and the city don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's job buster. The bars are temples, but the pulse ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. And if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore, it's sweet as such a pity to be looking at the bar, not looking at the city.
You've seen one crowded, polluted, stinking town.
Take down, swarming, sweet, sweet summer set up. With the summer set, sweet.
Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in
muddy old river or reclining Buddha. But thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pulls ain't.
I love the way.
night mix for Park Falls and Prentice. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, following Peter Frampton with Baby, I Love Your Way. Murray Head was there too. Of the five top cornerbacks in the league, according to Pro Football Focus, how many of them you think are Packers? Oh, what a beautiful question. The answer is two. Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine currently rank second and fifth after two games, respectively, and Nixon is flirting with a record number of pass breakups per game. Nixon said he was going to be cornerback one this offseason, and it was met with some skepticism, but I'll be darned if he isn't looking like it so far. Pro Football Focus chose Packers tight end Tucker Kraft for Offensive Player of the Week last week after his massive performance against Washington. On the other side of the ball, linebacker Edge Cooper leads the NFL in a stat known as stops per Pro Football Focus, with 15 already in two games. Stops are kind of a difficult stat to describe, but basically PFF has a way to decide how many yards are expected per play, and anytime something a defender does to make that expected yards per play go negative, it's called a stop. Look at it for yourself for more info. The Packers defense, though, in an undeniable stat that I just love, has 8 sacks and only 3 touchdowns allowed through 2 weeks. Now, again, that's only through 2 weeks, but Whoa. This might be part of the inspiration behind a nickname that I've seen floating around, but I'll tell you, nicknames always worry me because they happen too soon these days. They're like the word generational, which apparently just means good this year. The nickname, though, I do like it. Micah Parsons, Lucas Van Ness, Colby Wooden, Rashawn Gary. The cold front. We have to remember, though, just like Xavier McKinney put it yesterday, though with a lot less swearing, like, wow, X. Apparently, a lot of teams through history have started 2-0 and, quote, late in the season, they aren't worth... Well, you can guess what he said. As one fan points out, the only thing 2-0 really means is that you didn't go 0-2 or 1-1, and just about everything else is still on the table. Also, if you want the real truth about how the Packers feel about this season, go watch the video Jaden Reed posted to Instagram yesterday. He had surgery for that broken collarbone, and they actually fixed up the foot issue he was dealing with too while they were at it. But let's just say he shared some thoughts about his team way before the pain medication wore off. Viewer beware, there's definitely swearing in that video too, but also a good laugh and a big smile for Packers fans. Heal well, Jaden Reed. And that's it for football today. Let's get that check of the weather in up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Allstate Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Allstate Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Allstate Wealth.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Two potpourri NFL updates means I did a lot of talking this hour. Thank you for bearing with me, and hopefully this knowledge enhances your viewing experience this weekend when the Packers travel to Cleveland. Here's 38 Special on Trail Mix.
You see it all around you. Just hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you cling to
that red velvet, I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. No makeup on, that's my sugar. Yes, please. Come on and put it down on me. I'm right here. Cause I need a lot of little sympathy. So baby, just show me good loving. Make it all right. Need a little sweetness in my life. Sugar. Yes, please.
Mix for all of Price County. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Yeah.
103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.